Welcome to Get a Life Balanced, where we share real tips how to make, not find, time for those you love, those you don't, and yourself. So let's welcome your host, author, and speaker, Cheryl Nicholson.
Hi, I am so excited to talk to you today. What we're going to talk about is, do you ever have a problem saying no to people? Really, that tends to be a really big issue when you're talking about life balance. And one of the reasons is because we have time for everybody in our life except for ourselves. So one of the things I'm going to share with you today are six savvy ways to say no without sounding passive or aggressive. So one of the problems with getting our lives into balance is that we're doing, again, for everybody else, and there's no time left for ourselves. Exercise program? Out of the question if you're the little league parent that shows up for every single game and every single practice, and the Sunday school teacher that never misses a class, and that babysitter on weekends for your friends or family. So somewhere along life's path, you must learn to say no so others can understand that no, saying no to others means saying yes to you. So here are some real life examples and responses and or techniques that can be implemented into your life to give you more time with yourself and those you love. There's an old saying that I found with age to be really true. Have you ever heard it? You either have all the money in the world and no time to do anything with it, or all the time in the world and no money to do anything with it. So if your life is out of balance, then it's the time that you desperately need to have added to your life. So let's talk about some real life challenges. You ever get asked to participate in weekend events? The next time you're asked to volunteer your Saturday for a charity event, here's a much better reply. Thank you for thinking of me. No, I can't give you that time to sell hot dogs at the game. I do, however, want to support the league. So let me cut you a check for, I don't know, $20, $25, and where would I need to send that? Or you could say, what a great opportunity for my children to donate to the community. What time should I send Craig there? So do you see how you've gotten or solved that problem without being overburdened on weekends and without having to say no? By simply giving them other suggestions or other solutions. What about solicitors? You know, even all of us, I think, have that do not call list, and yet they still call, they still knock on the door. So how are you going to get rid of solicitors in a nice way? I have a friend who's very rude with solicitors. So, in fact, I was at her house. I have to say, I'm so embarrassed. Somebody came to the door and she was like, close the blinds, turn off the TV. And then she went to the door and went, go away. I mean, she was screaming at the top of her lungs, go away. I felt like saying, there's crazy woman in here. There's a crazy woman in here. Now that's going way overboard. I mean, they have to make a living too. So here's some suggestions on how you can handle, let's say, a phone call. I love it too when the scripted dialogue and you try to interrupt and they're still reading to the scripted dialogue. So here's several different ideas for you. When someone calls you, you can simply say, thank you for calling. No, I've already given to my designated charity this year. You know, it helps me because one of my sons is a firefighter and I do participate in his charity fishing tournament every year. So when I get called by the Police Benevolent League or some other charity, I can simply say, no, I give my time to the fire department, and I can say that honestly. I'm not lying. I don't believe you should have to lie about something. So pick out your charity, and it counts. If you are giving clothes to Goodwill, that counts as a charity. If you are sending, doggy bones to the Humane Society, that counts as a charity. So you can honestly say, I've already given to my designated charity for this year. Isn't that great? Here's another option. No, I know you must value your time as I do mine, so please take me off your list so that you won't be wasting our time again in the future. Thank you so much for calling. This lets them know that any additional calls is truly going to just be a waste of time. And then if they just keep calling, you use what we call escalation, which is no thank you, no thank you, no thank you. Pausing between the no's and escalating your tone and strengthening your voice gets your point across by repeating that three times. Again, no thank you, no thank you, no thank you. Here's an idea. What about interrupters? We talked about those earlier. Alternative offerings that the next way to say no can be used in several cases. For example, you have interrupters that come in the workplace and you take pride in getting as much done on your task list as possible, yet someone, maybe even your boss, drops by and requests that you stop everything and put priority on their project. Remember when we talked about Chris? I'm sure this is an issue for him. Not only does he have his own thing to do, but I'm sure his boss comes over and drops things on his desk asking him to complete those projects too. And in reality, again, this is a communication issue. You know, most bosses know that you're busy. I mean, they pay you to be busy. But what exactly you do, most don't have a clue. So here's a great solution for that. Say this instead. No, I can't do that and get the other work you've delegated to me completed. So could you use Nancy in bookkeeping or Joe in customer service to help you? See, now you've found someone who can do the work that you can delegate that work to, and you've simply educated your boss or whomever it is that's dropping things on your desk that your desk is already overloaded, and if they want you to get the things done that they've given you to get done in the first place, they're going to have to look elsewhere to get that work completed. Here's another solution for that. Yes, I can do that, but this other work won't get done. So which project do you want completed today? This one or that one? I'm sure Chris has used that one too. Now, we'll talk about association boards. You know how you get involved in associations and then people want you to volunteer, volunteer, volunteer. We'll talk about those right after the break.
Hi, Cheryl. This is Effie with Mary Kay. Did you know there are no territories or boundaries with Mary Kay? You can do your business anywhere in the world as a Mary Kay business owner. I love my Mary Kay. It balances my life. It gives me the freedom to be with my family. I get to determine what I'm worth, and I love helping others grow. Just call me, Effie, at 727-688-9630, or for more information, go to mkeffie.com, mkeffie.com.
I love to volunteer, and by that I mean I'm not an overly volunteering person, but I absolutely believe you didn't come into this world to take, take, take. So it's important that you do give back. Now, if you've been actively involved in 17 associations and you now have decided you want to get your life balanced, you've decided that you're going to have to step down from some of those positions. And what typically happens when you start sharing that information is shock. Your comrades come to you and they beg and they plead for you just to hang on for just one more year. We'll get help next year. Just hang on. Nobody can do it as good as you. Oh, please, you help build this organization. You know where I'm coming from. All of those types of ways, maneuvers to try to get you to stay on board one more time. So here is a great possible response: to say no without sounding passive or aggressive. And it goes like this. You know, I really appreciate your thoughts and know in the best interest of our association, we need to build leaders from our new members. And I've kept an eye on Stephen all year, and I believe he'd do well on our board. Thank you for supporting my decision. And remember, no guilt in your voice. Don't make any excuses. Don't sound guilty. Don't sound passive. You've made your decision. I appreciate your thoughts. You're acknowledging them, that you know, they value you. You're acknowledging that, but you want to build others in your association without you. Here we've got another area that I'm sure you have a problem saying no in, and that's the holidays. You're feeling stressed because someone has suggested that dinner's going to be at your place. Now, this may be something you really, really don't want. You don't have the time to clean up, or maybe you don't have the money to feed everyone. You don't want to pay for a hotel, or you don't want to play hotel, or for whatever reason, it just isn't a fit for you. So how are you going to get out of this assertively without sounding selfish? Well, here's a couple suggested responses. You know, Mom, I really appreciate thinking of me, but no, that won't work for me. Let me think about some other creative ideas, and I'll get back with you within the week. Now, let me tell you why this is important. It's important that you put a deadline on something. If I didn't say, I'll get back with you within the week, then it would sound like I'm just passive, trying to weasel out of the opportunity. But when you say to someone, I'll get back with you within that week, the most important thing you need to do is do just that. Get back within that week and give them some other alternatives. Here's another idea you can say. No, thank you. I'm not prepared to do that this year. Next year, I'll commit to that. So you're just alternately taking a different holiday. Here's another suggestion. No, I will take the Easter holiday. We can all meet at a restaurant for dinner and then go to my house for the Easter egg hunt and dessert. You see where I'm going with this. This way, you don't have to cook and you don't have to clean up. It's a great alternative. Believe me, I know. I have a big family. We have 22 people in our family, and this is just kids and grandkids. Local. We're blessed that we live local. So we're constantly going to each other's homes, and we certainly don't want to take advantage of Lisa. Lisa has the biggest house in the family. She's also got the theater room, and she's got the pool, and it would be very easy for all of us just to use and abuse Lisa. But we have to take turns, and those of us with smaller homes, we meet in restaurants, or we go to the park for picnics, or we find other ways to make that happen without it being a burden on one person. And the last area I'm going to talk is parents. So I'm part of the sandwich generation, and if you hadn't heard earlier, my mother had MS, and I also had a little child at home that I had adopted. So I was taking care of both generations, and I was blessed in that my mom lived in Thonona Sasso, which is just about a 30, 40-minute drive down the street, where I know millions of you listeners are caring for parents that live across the country, and trying to do that long distance is really, really difficult. So it means millions of us are taking care of both small children and also responsible financially or physically for our older, sicker parents. And so now our free time is divided into more than just one slice of life's pie. And I know many of you, like myself, are self-employed, or you work out of your homes, and there's a mentality by our friends and family that we really must not be working. I mean, really, we're working out of our home. So we get these calls in the middle of the day or in the middle of the week to stop and do favors like grocery shop or drive to doctor's appointments or come to visit. And boy, guilt, that has worked on us as children. So it's a natural place we go when we have to say no. But you have the right to have a life, a career, a family. So comfortably step up to say no with these possible responses. Dad, no, I can't come today, but I can come Wednesday or Friday for 2 hours. If you set the stage beforehand and let them know that there is an expectation, you understand you're going to help, you've picked out the time that works for you, and you've given a certain amount of time. If you want to spend all day, great, but you need to let them know up front, because if you don't do that and you show up, they may think, wow, I've got you for the whole day, when in actuality, they can only have you for a couple of hours. Here's another solution. No, Mom, I'm in the middle of a project. What I can do is help research what services are available to help us get that done. It's amazing to me. I have a great friend, Linda, who works for county services, and it's amazing. I can give her a call. I send a lot of my clients to her, and she knows exactly what service to help what particular need for senior citizens. Who is your Linda? I hope you'll research just one person who has access to all of those services to help you. Be proactive and determine what time you can give your parents. I used to go over once a week to help and take care of my mother. And sometimes my dad would go, I'm not going anywhere. Your mother is my responsibility. And he'd just sit there on the couch. My dad was a very proud man, and he just felt like that was his job. And so I got used to saying to my dad, well, you can sit on the couch if you want, or cook, or walk the dog, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here for the next 4 or 5 hours. It didn't take about 2 or 3 visits before he got the fact that I was going to go and I was going to help him whether he needed it or wanted it or not. And it certainly helped him in the end when he no longer could take care of my mom by himself, and they actually ended up moving into my house. My week is better because I actually have organized an FDD day. What is FDD? Family Development Day. And I put that on my calendar and know that Tuesday I'm going to be using my time effectively to invest in the people I love. Now with Chris, it may be his daughter. For me, it was my mother. And she knew every Tuesday I was going to be there to help her with things that she couldn't do herself. Even if it's a 1 hour drive time, it's a strategy that works. You just put it on your calendar and do it. I hope that helps you with you saying no. And I hope that you'll share how this has worked for you in your life. And if you've got better or greater ways of sharing how to say no without sounding passive or aggressive, send them to me. Remember, you can always email me at Cheryl, S-H-E-R-Y-L, at Cheryl.com. I'll talk to you again real soon.
You've been listening to Get a Life, Balanced with Cheryl Nicholson. If you would like booking information, contact her at www.getalifebalance.com or email Cheryl at Cheryl.com. Share your ideas and join her Life Balance community on facebook.com/getalifebalance. Now download the next session for more real tips that work.